Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God who loves us, who cares about us dearly, and he speaks to us in the heart. Those who serve a false God, a dead God, they can't hear their prayers and honor them and bring them to life. They are doomed. And they don't find out about it until the day they die, that they served a lie, a lie. But it's a blessing, a tremendous and glorious blessing to serve the living and true God. Through Jesus Christ, we're related to him through blood. We are grafted into his family. We are Jewish in spirit. We are covenanted with God through Christ. We are his kin. We are his children, and he is our Father through the blood of Jesus Christ, the true and living God. And the Spirit of God lives in us. And he comes upon us to help us do the greater works. Remember, everything that pertains to salvation is by the Holy Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. By his Spirit. By his Spirit. And that's why I always say those who build with him, they bear fruit. Glorious fruit. Because when you look into the Lord, the heart of his will, when you always regard the heart of God's will, the word of God, the intelligence of God's word, the pureness of God's word, even the pure milk of God's word, the basic foundations, and you stay true to it, and you partake of it, you bear fruit after your kind. You've been transformed, so you'll bear transformed fruit. But when men try to build out of their own mind, according to their own will, and according to false training, they produce false fruit. Or if they're just weak, they love God, but they're weak, they produce weak fruit. Same thing with parents. Wherever we fail to grow, that's the kind of fruit we'll bear, and they'll have more hurdles to jump. But when you live the life of God before your children, and pastors before their flock, they're being equipped over time. Even though it's not a traditional school setting, the life you live is training for them. That's why if you train up a child in the way he should go or she should go, when they're old, they won't depart. And now let's look at it a little closer. This is a true proverb given by a very wise man who loved God, who asked God for wisdom to guide his people. Now Solomon was trying to do right when he asked God for wisdom. And then the Holy Spirit gave him wisdom. Now, we got to regard what the Holy Spirit gave him. If you train up a child, and children are the best students. They are the best students. They can learn a language in 1 year. They begin to speak in 1 year. Because they're students. They're trying to understand life. They're full of life and they want to know it. So the way you live before them is the way you set a standard for them to go by, a pattern. And your life is their pattern. The daily life, your daily routine is what they're learning and governing by. They learn to walk because they see you walk. They learn to talk because they hear you talk. And they hear how people respond to the distinct sounds of your voice. And what starts out as mumbo jumbo becomes words of distinction. And they start asking for milk or food or candy. And they start seeing that it gets results, and they learn language in 1 year. 1 year. Which means they begin to understand language in a few months. One man put out a thing called Your Baby Can Read, and you can Google it. I recommend it for everybody who has children, newborns. Your Baby Can Read. And he showed, and you know, instead of watching cartoons, it shows alphabets and ascribes the alphabet to the words and different words to different things. And children can pick it up. I'm talking about infants, but younger than 1 year. And by the time they're one or two, they can read. It's been proven. It works. Now you can because children are watching and learning. They're like little video recorders. They're learning all the time. So when you live a transformed life before them, they're learning Jesus. They're learning a transformed life. So when they grow up and they start being tempted by the world, if they fail and if they fall for the world's tricks, they still have the memory of the transformed life that they learned. And then when they get older, they can judge, hey, I went off track. They have something to come back to. They have something to come back for. No matter how you figure it up, they have an anchor. And they say, hey, I was wrong for going off course. And then they learn wisdom. They learn, that's not working. And I'm not going to do that anymore. And they go back to the life of God. Just like the prodigal son went back to the house of his father. After he got through wallowing in pig pen mire, he went back to the Lord. He went back to his father's house. But if they people that don't know any better, they didn't have a good upbringing, their parents were devious and stingy and hardly took care of them and left them for others to take care of, they remember that. All the healthy parents that let their parents raise their children because they just sorry and they want to run the road and play with the world. The children grow up and they remember that. They remember how their parents acted and how their grandmother took them to church and taught them about God. And see, you run into grown people that have been in that situation. And they're sad because of how their parents acted. And they're very thankful for how their grandparents did things. Their grandparents didn't turn their back on them like their mother and their father did. And if they love God, they teach their children to be responsible because they were hurt by the actions of their sorry parents. And it's, and you know, when we take God for granted, it's a mar against our life. But when we run to his will, all is forgiven and we love him. Now we understand and we can live a greater life. Isn't that, you know, being lazy and sorry is just not good. Now, God loves people regardless. His love runs very deep. I love them too. But if you're lazy, you're hurting yourself. Laziness is a death. I've never been impressed by a lazy person that I remember. I don't never be in saying, hey, that's a wise soul. No, it don't work for me. It don't work for them. They're wasting the resources that God has given them. They're wasting their daily opportunities. They're wasting their chances to succeed. And they have a persuasion too. That's why I don't like to be around lazy people. They persuade others to do what they're supposed to be doing. Like a parasite. Now, I believe in healing. Whatever reason, some people are just not motivated. They've been beat down in life and they don't want to, you know, they have no more strength. Get some strength. Study the Word of God. Don't live like that. Get out of the pig pen mire. But when you have some life in you, you have purpose. When you have purpose, you start doing things. And anybody can be transformed into the knowledge of God. We can do things God's way. I believe in making things go forward. And the Lord will show you the easy route to do it. Something that you can do. What can you give God to multiply? Whatever you give him, he will multiply. He can take your words and your life and transform the lives of many others if you'll just be with him. If you'll do things God's way. And forsake being lazy. Forsake being sorry. Forsake being stingy. Churlish. Forsake the things that hold you back. Forsake the world system by all means. It's a death trap. Just like all the false religions, it's a death trap. It's already dead. It can't be a lie. And if you trust it, you're going to end up like it. All the paths of men, hear me good, folks. All of them, all of the religions of the world system, all of the religions beside Jesus Christ as your Savior, is a lie to you. It's a lie in your face. It's a lie against your own soul. All of them. They are not honorable. Every train of thought that's anti-Christ, that's aside from Christ, is a lie. Some religions see Jesus as only a prophet and not the Son of God. All those religions also are lies. And they're betraying the people. And watch this, and it's legal. They have legal rights too. They can be here. But it's a lie. It can't help you. You're gonna wake up in hell if you follow it. Everybody will. I want to break it down some more. Not just religious institutions. People who don't believe in God at all. That's a train of thought. That's a religion of itself. Because it takes a position against God. And it's not believing on Jesus Christ and receiving salvation by faith. So it can't help you in heaven's court. The only thing that will pass heaven's court is you believing on Jesus Christ, that he died for you and washed your sins away and rose again to justify you. And when you trust the word of God, you can legally receive healing. You can legally receive prosperity. You can legally receive the wisdom and knowledge of God. You can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of his loving words. All because you believed on the blood of Jesus that washed your sins away. But if you didn't let Jesus' blood wash your sins away, if your sins remain, you're going to pay for every cotton picking one of them. And the cold religions of this world can't help you. They can't save you. There's no salvation. They're not going to help you. They're not going to get you out of hell. And you're going to flunk in life. Even if you're wealthy, even if you can buy, when a rich man dies without Jesus Christ, he owns nothing. His money goes to others. Your money stays on earth. You have no inheritance. You have no coins, no dollars, and you'll never drink water again. All the things you like and love in this life is gone. Because you chose to live half dead. You didn't do anything about your sins. And the religion you put your trust in has failed you. There's nothing. And you can't come back and warn your people. And you'll die a hero in their eyes. And they'll bury you according to all the rituals. But you still went to hell. And you can't come back and tell your people. And if they don't hear preachers like me and believe the word of God and believe what Moses said and Jesus said and all the others, they will lie. They will join you in hell And they'll hear the noise of hell, the screaming and the hollering and the demons and the worms and the fire and the smoke and the sulfur smell. All of that. You'll never enjoy time again. You'll wish you didn't exist. All of them. Every contrary thought besides the blood of Jesus is a lie to you. It's a lie in your face. All of it. The people that started the Muslim religion, Muhammad wished he never did it. He can't go back in time, and he can't come back and warn his tribe. And people all over the world, billions of people are dying because of it. And Buddha, with his train of thought, he left Jesus out of the equation, and all his people coming down there. So it is with all the Hindu religions, all the persuasions, all of them. Remember, in the flood of Noah, only 8 people survived out of millions of people, folks. You know, that's a very small fraction of humanity that survived that flood. And here it is, 4,000 years later, we got 6 billion people. And we die every 70 to 120 years. Now, in the days before the flood, they lived to be almost over 900 years. The oldest man recorded was 969 years old. So men lived almost 1,000 years back then. And you have to understand that the population was very great. In 1,500 years, people living 1,000 years, they had many children. And see, the word of God only follows 2 lineages, the lineage of Cain and the lineage of Seth, until we get to Noah. And it looked like they only had a few children, but remember, they had other sons and daughters as well. That was a vast population in a very short amount of time. In their culture, they had children after they were about 100, which means they had time to get established and do things. You have to understand, God is moving by His Spirit, and He's putting things in place. You've got to know, if you receive wisdom, you can overcome in everything. If you're looking to Jesus, your heart is single, your eyes single fixed on Him. And when you have problems, you don't regard the problem as your master. By you looking to Jesus, you can see your problem as being solved. And you don't focus all your attention on the problem and try to fix it in your own strength. You judge it by God's word, and you handle it, and you fix it according to God's word, and you will win. In your life, you will overcome every obstacle as you do that pattern. But when it comes to ministry, you have to follow Him. Whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do, whatever He's saying to you, that's your choice. That's what you're going to do. And it's going to work. And you're going to be blessed. Yeah, and don't see, deviating from the guidance of the Holy Spirit is failure. Now you're the king. You have the mastery on the earth, given by God. You have the authority. But the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the unction that comes to you to solve the problem, is your best choice. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now, He came to do His part. He's going to show you what to do. And you'll do it by the authority God has given you. The Holy Spirit doesn't have the authority to do it on His own. We're going to yield to Him by faith on purpose. And He's going to give us the insight and the unction of what to do. And when you can trust Him, He'll multiply the fish and loaves you provide Him with. Just like the little boy's lunch, Jesus fed 5,000 with a few fish and loaves of bread. Just like the words you speak, the life you live before your children or before the flock of God, and also before the audience. Everybody has their own audience. See, people don't realize it, but the preacher, he's the pastor, the apostle. They give the message, the prophet, the evangelist, the teachers and the pastors, they give the message. And what Satan don't like is when anybody, every Christian that receive it, they're going to relay the message of the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. And he can't stop it. You don't have to be an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, or a pastor, or a teacher. Because when you hear that message and you live it in life, you're somebody else's apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. I love it. And you don't even know it. Because when you receive a message and it transforms you, you live the life that can transform others. When you live in the light of God's word, it helps others to transform. We bear fruit after our kind. The people that watch your life, your co-workers, fellow students, whoever you're around, factory workers, office workers, they're around you, they see you, they hear you, they see you make judgment calls, they hear you give advice, and you gain rapport with them because your life is light to them. And they grow, and you grow and develop in their sight. And as you do so, it works. You transform souls, you transform life, and you grow from glory to glory in their sight. And they'll see the mighty works of God unfold, the mysteries revealed, because you love the Lord. They have something to hold on to. A transformed light in the sight of others wins souls. Helps people gain ground and receive great blessings from the Lord. It doesn't matter that they disagree right now. And they're going to act like you're wrong, whatever. But over time, you'll win all the souls you after. Everybody that has ears to hear will hear. And sometimes the very people that have ears to hear are deceived by the world. Deception don't last forever in the light. When there's light around, deception will fade. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not, and his word don't fade. The light that you live is working in you. And the Lord will multiply all that you provide him with. It's our best blessing and advantage to receive all we can and portray life, the life of God, the life of his word. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.